Pacific FC's long-term future in Langford is under the spotlight after the club's ownership group, 6-5 Sports and Entertainment, confirmed it is exploring a potential sale. The Canadian Premier League, Corporal, team's lease at Starlight Stadium runs through the end of 2025, and Langford Mayor Scott Goodmanson says the city is eager to keep the club rooted well beyond that. With any sports facility like a stadium, you want a long-term lease. That's how you can work with them over that long term to make it a better product, Goodmanson told the Goldstream Gazette. Given the opportunity, we will take that long-term lease. Goodmanson said the city has long known a sale was possible and isn't concerned about who takes over, as long as Pacific FC remains in the West Shore. My concern is making sure that they are still a force here in Langford, he said. They're rooted in the West Shore and we've got the best stadium on the island. Starlight Stadium opened in 2009 and underwent a major expansion in 2019, boosting capacity from 1,600 to 6,000. Along with Pacific FC, the venue is home to Rugby Canada and the West Shore Rebels. 6-5's decision to consider selling comes after the group purchased Vancouver FC, another CPL club in 2021. Josh Simpson, Pacific's co-founder and president of 6-5, said the dual ownership was never meant to be permanent. It was never going to be the long-term solution to have two clubs in the same league, Simpson said. The time feels right, and that's just a number of factors aligning along with a lot of positive momentum. He pointed to the growth of Canadian soccer, the upcoming 2026 FIFA World Cup, and Pacific's own development as reasons why the timing makes sense. We've been at the helm now for 8 years from conceptualizing the league, he said. This is not a goodbye, it's a transition. The club remains fully operational and deeply committed to its fans and the day-to-day operations. Pacific has averaged 2,871 fans per game this season, ranking fifth among the 8 corporal clubs. That figure is down slightly from 3,034 in 2024 and 3,193 in 2023. On the field, Pacific sits seventh with a 6th of May 12 record, 9 points out of a playoff spot with 5 games left. For Simpson, who grew up in Victoria and played high school soccer at Belmont Secondary across the street from Starlight Stadium, the focus is on finding the right successor. We're not in a time pinch, he said. If we land the right situation, it could move quicker. If not, then it stays status quo. The focus will be on the right suitor, the right setup. Goodmanson said he expects lease negotiations with the city to begin soon. While Pacific hosted a match in Victoria at Royal Athletic Park on Saturday, drawing nearly 5,000 fans, Goodmanson said that was part of an existing agreement and not a sign the club is eyeing a move. They're still wanting to be based here, but it was just the opportunity to attract a few people that are closer to where they may be living and show them what's there, he said. As Simpson put it, Pacific's future will soon be in someone else's hands, but its foundation is solid. It's been an honor to help bring professional soccer to Vancouver Island, he said. With a strong foundation now in place, it's time for a new group to lead the club into its next chapter of growth and success. Pacific has 2 remaining home games at Starlight Stadium this season, October 5 against Cavalry and October 18 against Valor.